she gonna go? Banana bike, banana bike. Banana bike, banana bike.
Your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are just about to begin the radio obituaries, but you know we're going to tell you right off that you need to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Plus, we also want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does for us. You know, this just doesn't seem like the time where I should be doing a tiny number of obits, because I have so many laying over there in the pile. But that's what's going to happen tonight. So there. We start off with our initial radio obituary for Anton Scalia. Antonin, whichever you want to call him. I'm sure he wouldn't get fussy about it. Supreme Court Justice, I'm not even reading an obit for him. If you know him, you know him. And we're going to leave it right there because we got other stuff to tend to tonight. But I didn't want to leave that one hanging out there. It's not frequently. You know, rarely does someone pass away on a Saturday where I take care of their obit on the same day. But this one, let's do this thing. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We're the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Supreme Court judges. As the Super Solomons of this great nation, we will supervise today's inauguration, and we'll superintend the wedding celebration in a manner official and judicial.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Supreme Court judges. We have powers that are positively regal. Only we can take a law and make it legal. We're the AKs who give the OKs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Supreme Court judges.
Mr. President, may we have your inaugural address?
I have definite ideas about the deficit. I have plans about our tonnage on the ocean. But before I grow statistical, I'll preface it with a statement growing out of sheer emotion. For on this glorious day, I find I'm sentimentally inclined. And so I sing this to the girls I used to know. Here's a kiss for Cinderella and a parting kiss for May. Toodaloo, goodbye. This is...
I know you won't be mad at me for making the executive decision to correct my errors. So let's move on now. Thank you.
Let me try the duck call.
Good idea.
So, Antonin, when's my case? When's it come up?
A couple of months.
Mm-hmm. I guess we probably shouldn't discuss it.
Probably not.
Yeah, right. Oh, here they come.
Yep. Well, it's nice out here.
Yeah. So, Antonin, how's your boy doing?
Eugene?
Yeah. He enjoyed being Solicitor General over there at Labor.
Not as much fun as he had working on Bush v. Gore.
Well, good kid.
Yeah.
Oh, here they come. We'll get him next time.
Yeah.
Sandwich?
Yeah, what'd you pack?
Let's see here. Scooter gave us a tarragon chicken on brioche.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
What's...
smoked turkey on focaccia.
Yeah. Bingo.
There you go.
Thanks.
Wine?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Toast to the separation of powers. Oh my God, here they come. Huh?
and I spilled my wine.
Well, don't worry. That blanket is made of microfibers. Washes right out. Here.
Thanks. This is the life.
Oh, yeah. So, about this case, I just think it's not really a matter of principle, really. The vice president isn't going to, you know, get the best advice from people if they, you know, if they know that what they say is...
Is just going to be subpoenaed by Congress?
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
Grapes?
Sure.
Yeah, they're seedless.
Oh, good. I like seedless.
Oh, here they come. I think I got one.
No, that's the decoy.
Oh, yeah. Well, suppose we should be getting back.
Shouldn't we stay until we hit something?
Nah, we'll just issue a press release saying we bagged 50.
Why not 60?
I like the way you think.
Any coffee in that thermos?
Just espresso.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
This would be the penultimate radio obituary for Joe Harris, the American modern jazz drummer. He was a member of the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, among other Dizzy Gillespie properties. In the late 40s, he played with Arnett Cobb, went on to play with Billy Eckstein, Errol Garner, played briefly with James Moody, also played with King Pleasure, Ray Brown, Milt Jackson, Sonny Rollins, Jimmy Cleveland. Oh, Lordy, this is a ridiculous list. Didn't have recordings with everyone. Known to have been in around about 120 sessions. Joe Harris just passed away at 89. Has one writing credit to his name. One. And we're going to play a version of that tune as recorded by our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Polk. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Joe Harris right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
representative. Come on now.
Ricky Bates.
When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you,
little fellow, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go right along. Go on, give a little, give a little. Take a little till you get that break. Don't be a knucklehead and make the same mistake. Life is really funny every way. Gotta ha 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 every day. Never be afraid. Now I know you've never read, but remember what I said. Anyone so tender that would easily surrender his all. Well, I'm so hearty for him, little fella, but he's better off dead. So when your knees get knocking a hole in your stocking, you better call your all. And if it's not around, you better make a little call on sweet Georgie Brown and find out where to fall when the sun goes down, just in case you let your troubles get you down. You should be a scatterbrain, singing in the rain. Never feel the pain, didn't mean a thing. Just think of all the pleasures it will bring. Understand, be a man, yes you can. If you want the Lord to spare you, don't let nothing wear you, tear you, share you, don't let nothing scare you.
I heard what you said, and I know you're trying to tighten my head. I'm telling you, Daddy, I don't mind the daytime. It's the run and romp and playtime, but in the night, the slightest incident can give me a big fright. When the sun cuts out, things get darker, and I'm certain without a doubt. Imaginary goblins are near me, and they really scare me. Fear is always goofing the joys of little boys. One story I remember good about Red Riding Hood. She toddled off to her grandma's place, but the wolf who met her as she ambled through the woods won the race. Now a story such as that may bring you joy, but ooh, it scares a little boy. How I wish I were a man, acting like a man can. But till I start getting bigger, I'll just have to learn to face fear. Cause if I did, just like you say, I never would be scared.
Facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you,
little fellow, don't be yellow and blue.
Thank you.
The obituary tonight is for Dan Hicks, the American singer and songwriter. He combined cowboy folk, jazz, country, swing, bluegrass, pop, and gypsy music in his sound. He led Dan Hicks in his Hot Licks and is perhaps best known for the songs I Scare Myself and Canned Music. His songs were frequently infused with humor, as evidenced by the title of the tune, How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away? His last album was released in 2013. Is that right? It could be. But it capped over 40 years of music released under his name. Dan Hicks just passed away at 40, 60, 75. 75? That's not. That's right. 75. That doesn't seem right at all. Dan Hicks is one of the first celebrities I ever spotted in public. And I was flying to, you know, just randomly spotted in public. I flew to Portland, Oregon. Come down the escalator, and there he is. And I said, "Hi, Dan Hicks." And he seemed as though that was not something that happened to him on a regular basis and was really quite gracious about it. Then when I lived in California, I lived remarkably close to Dan Hicks, yet I never saw him once in the theoretical neighborhood of the Redwood Forest. We had a Bubbles in the Think Tank field trip to see Dan Hicks once. I think we even may have taken that one all the way up to the Canal Street Tavern in Dayton, Ohio for that. But I don't feel like I ever saw him in Cincinnati. But if you've been with the show for a long time, even if you haven't been around for a long time, you probably know that we have a very, very, very soft spot for Dan Hicks around here. And so it's with a lot of heart and a lot of love that we start the Ultimate Radio Obituary. And I'm gonna actually, just to give you a heads up, I'm actually gonna back off on some of the Dan Hicks and his hot licks in this obit, just because I can. But we're going to start with one, so there you go. Go figure. You don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Why should anyone know what's going to happen next in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Dan Hicks right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Like a cowboy with a saddle. with his KO. I'm gonna hang on a seesaw. I sit by hooker backer. 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 Goodbye, hooker backer.
What's that?
Well, some people talk a little too much about each other.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it gets the wrong vibe happening. Why do you say we set them straight on it?
I'm right behind you.
Listen up, guys. Here's a word to the wise. If someone's stung when you wag your tongue, you better get back down to size.
Howdy, chicks. According to Dan Hicks.
Yeah.
If what you gab ain't too fab, you might have just the fix. There's a saying says you got nothing to say if you can't say nothing real nice.
So if your words are for the birds, you better heed with speed on this advice.
And now the crux of the matter lies right here and I'll summarize.
If all you do is criticize, shut up,
that's the word to the wise.
Do de do de do da da do scoot la do de do de do de do da da do da da do da do de do de do de do de da do. There's no need to rack your brain, I've already figured it out.
Well, I've done the math and I've cleared the path, and I know what I'm talking about.
Hey, allow me to break it down
so you can wrap your head around.
If you're into elocution,
just consider this solution.
Somebody ask you what you think,
oh, don't act like the missing link.
If you can't seem to zip your lip,
just remember this timely tip.
Wiser words were never said,
so keep those good thoughts in your head.
That's a word too wise,
a word too wise.
Thank you. get on your rowboat and row.
A truck driver once said, I got a sleepy head. He took a pill and had the will to go.
Keep moving, keep moving,
keep moving. Keep moving with a rhythm that'll make you wanna blow.
Rowboat and row.
And reasonably brought down, a clown could only frown. But after a while, he started to smile for some dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the dough?
Where's the money?
And little Betty Lou had a date but didn't want to screw. She changed her mind when she slipped her dime. So
where's the money?
Where's the dime? I'm off of helping myself. It's like you've seen a cop and you don't know exactly when to stop. It's emotion, emotion that makes you wanna go.
Keep moving, 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 keep moving.
Game, I wrote all the rules. Be to let you choose. I'm gonna let you back up and take back all you have said. We'll start all over, that would clear my head. You think my head's a coconut and all my thoughts are in a rut. You talk to me like I can hear your innuendo in my ear. And now the tables have turned and who will be getting burned? Burning a hole in me. First I lost my marbles and then I lost you. It's been a rocky road, I don't know what to do.
Deserted, not a soul around.
And we've just about wrapped up the ultimate radio obituary for Dan Hicks here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one more to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to DG's Vibes. And we'll be back here next week, of course, with more silliness for your stomaching and stick-shaking action. It can be both. And the staff caucusing has continued, but we appear to be at an impasse regarding what to do for the 30th anniversary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, where if we were behaving as I would normally behave, that would be next week. But I don't think that's going to happen. So if anything's going to happen, it'll probably be the week after. But I'm not saying anything is going to happen at this point. So there. That's just how I feel about it right now. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't feel it in me to figure out how to celebrate it myself. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying right now about my 30th anniversary. Oh, well. But I'm sure somebody will come up with something genius and share it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group sometime in the middle of this week. I did like the Jonathan Richman idea. I would like to say that. But that's probably not going to happen. I'm sure someone will have something equally fabulous to suggest that could actually be accomplished by me in my current brain space. But like I said, one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to DG's Grooves, and we'll be back here next week. We'll miss you all week long, but we will hang out with you over there at said Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Looking for you every minute of every day, because many times that's some of the best moments of the day. We'll talk to you next week right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
The morning comes with such pain, but it's nothing like the dose I get when it's night. And I can't help but wondering just what it is. Ain't I living my life right? The cigarettes I'm smoking don't realize, nor does the glass from which I drink. For how are they to know just what it is to be a man about to sink? Oh no,
it's not my time to go.
Something
life keeps getting dimmer.
Hey, but what's that to me?
The morning comes with each light.
A voice keeps calling my name so loud and so clear. I'll pretend I'm not here.